grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
With a paper. All right. Let me turn that down. Yes, yes, it's time once again for Marijuana Media. How are you, Chris?
I am pretty good. Very good, in fact.
Very good, that's awesome.
And kia ora, and hello, and...
Kia ora.
Oh, gotta get in the zone. Oh, I've converted
that? Oh, me,
to,
for me, yay!
We're converted to terp drinks because, and I can say this is safe to have.
Cheers.
This cannabis-derived terpenes.
Happy Ooh. 420, everybody.
Happy 420, everyone.
Yummy
Hope
drink.
You're getting into it. But be warned, because the government has confirmed, this week of all weeks, the police will be able to poke around in your mouth.
I don't ever want a pig to poke around in my mouth.
I think we've moved on from calling them that. But really? Sometimes they justify it, don't they? And we've heard all about that this week. Absolutely shocking. And, you know, boy, we've been going on a bit. Well, I've been going on a bit about the 50 years of the Misuse of Drugs Act. 50 years of bad law, broken law. And here we have another one added to the pile. The stinking pile of bad law. And that is this drug driving. Coincidentally, some may say a distraction even, who knows, but announced the same day as the McSkimmings Costa shit show.
Classic. Classic.
Wasn't it just a few weeks ago that we had over 100 officers said to be falsifying alcohol breath tests?
Mm-hmm.
100, all up and down the country.
What's
like
new?
Institutionalised from the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of good cops. I meet them all the time, especially up on K Road.
Is there such a thing?
There are. But, you know, let down by the top and the bottom, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
We also, just a couple of weeks ago, talked about the falsifying or being, you know, accusing the wrong guy for the four Forestry Road deaths. And that was a handling error by ESR that police kind of, well, ignored or didn't pick up on and proceeded to prosecute or blame, because of course he was dead, so he couldn't prosecute, but continue to blame the driver.
ESR is emergency services?
Well, they're now called PHF Sciences. ESR was the government forensics laboratory that does all the testing and stuff for the police.
Yes.
So these guys that had the handling error are the same people that your sample will be sent to.
Well, well, well.
Yeah.
Boy. It's like a comic book.
So, shall we... we can take questions. If anyone's got any questions about what's happening with this drug driving law, 5395, get in there. But to give you the rundown.
Give us the... Refresh us, because some people are probably not that clued in, because they would have been fed some other thing.
That's right. And it's been brewing for years and years and years, and it just keeps being amended. And the latest amendment early this year took away any... need to show impairment. Instead, it's just about recent use.
Mm-hmm.
And they also don't have to have accurate testing methods or devices. They can be inaccurate. So that's how they cleared the, this should be evidence-based. No, let's just change that so it's not. So the media coverage so far this week has talked about these four drugs. Those are the ones that are in the spit test, the device. Now, presumably Mark Mitchell has got a lot on his plate, but presumably he's taken the time to approve this device because that's what it was all waiting for. And that's what they couldn't find so far. It was a device that could actually do any of this and be accurate and stand up in court.
So
presumably has, but we still don't know. That hasn't been announced. They've just sort of said the testing will begin. What it means is... You can be stopped at any time. Screen the driver, they say, for the presence of drugs. They're saying that this will be a quick tongue swipe, taking just a few minutes. And that in itself is a bit of a hint. Since when does a quick tongue swipe take just a few minutes? So there's a bit more to it than that, presumably. If that test is positive, your saliva sample goes off to the lab. That lab, ESR, as I say, the handling error with the person wrongly accused, they can then test up to 25 substances. So it's 4 on the roadside, but 25 in the lab.
That's crazy.
And the amounts, certainly for cannabis, it's just set at the limit of detection. It's just one nanogram, the smallest number you can get. And let's just set it to that. So it's not actually based on any kind of impairment, and it's not even based on recent use, like they say. It's just the smallest number they can find.
It's just infuriating.
Yeah, so you do the first test, they send the sample, if you don't fail it, free to go. If you fail it, off to the lab, mm-hmm. and then a second one. And if you fail them both, and the reason they're saying, well, you've got to do two and fail them both, this is an acknowledgement that these devices are inaccurate mm-hmm. and that fail, and certainly the experience in Australia is they just give the wrong result 20% of the time. Either wrongfully accused of being guilty or mm-hmm. wrongfully cleared as not impaired.
I see.
Right, so, they're pretty inaccurate. So they do, oh, well, let's do two, and therefore somehow that makes it more accurate.
Yeah, yeah,
because you'd have to fail two inaccurate tests. They might just both be inaccurate, though.
Yeah, oh, my God, what a fuck around.
Yeah. you fail the two, then it's a 12-hour stand down. Mm-hmm. So keys taken off you or whatever, and you can't drive for 12 hours. There is a medical cannabis defence for in court. But this doesn't apply at the roadside. So even if you're following your doctor's orders...
What is the point of that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it makes it different to other things.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you're following your doctor's orders, you're not driving while impaired, but you've got these residues in your system, and you'd win if it went to court, but you still get this 12-hour... Maybe you're in a wheelchair at that point. Who knows? I don't know. this patient, they could be saying, don't drive. Mm. If you refuse, you just get the infringement notice anyway. What's gone missing in all of this reporting is this one nanogram is the infringement, three nanograms is a criminal offence. And none of this reporting has said that. They're all just saying, oh, then a ticket will arrive in the mail. But actually, three nanograms, you'll be off to court.
That's crazy. And that's not in any media release thingy. That's not,
not that
common knowledge. That's
Can't
crazy.
Can't find it anywhere, but it's certainly in the law.
That's crazy.
Hmm. yeah. So, a couple of interesting articles that there was in The Post, Jack McDonald writing, testing approach will lead to innocent people being charged.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making the point that finding the presence of substances doesn't mean that it was impairment. And of course, you get different levels for everyone. Medical people, like we were just talking about, will often have, because they're using it every day, small amounts, perhaps just before going to bed. Right, is the number one reason is sleep. So they might just be using it before going to bed.
Mm.
They'll have high kind of background levels all the time,
yeah,
but not actually be impaired by it.
Yeah.
Because you develop this tolerance.
The tolerance, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what else did we cover? ESR, meanwhile, to get back to them,
mm-hmm.
because this is one thing that did make it in all the coverage, is everyone keeps saying, or they all keep saying, 30% of deceased drivers had traces of drugs. And this is sort of the justification for it.
Right.
And if that were true, you know, fair enough. We've had principles of responsible cannabis use at normal for 30 years that have said no impaired driving. It's something we always stress to people. You've got to model good behaviour and act like it's legal. When it's legal, you have limits and things like that, right?
Yeah,
so we agree with all of that.
Yeah, sure.
But it's how do you actually prove it, or how do you actually do it? And the evidence base for it. So this 30%, this actually includes all the drunk drivers too. They miss that out. So they're adding together alcohol and drugs and just saying drugs are causing 30%.
Yeah.
It includes people with any trace, not necessarily even the amounts that they're saying are going to be illegal now.
Mm.
Like any amount is being chalked up as drugs in these stats. Could be something you did a month ago, whatever. The non-causal innocent drivers are included in those.
Yeah, of course.
For example, the ones we just talked about, the forestry ones. So his death is among that. And we know that's wrong and it's still in there. It's still being cited. So a bit of a shonky base. And they could, of course, have a little app rather than this relying on spit and blood and that, which, you know, all the evidence shows you don't have a clear correlation. So your number, my number could be different. Our numbers could be different day to day.
Also, they your body's actually... different. Your entire life is different. It's going to be different.
That's right. And an app where you could play a little, follow a thing around on your phone or do a few little semi-game-like type things.
Yeah.
That will pick up impairment no matter what the cause, whether it's fatigue, medicines, alcohol,
stress.
Drugs, stress, exactly.
Like, come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Boy, oh boy. So, did we have any questions coming up?
There's a lot of questions, actually.
Oh boy, okay.
Okay, first of all, if I have a prescription and they can't prove if I smoke within 2 hours of driving or 24 hours, what do I do?
Well, you have to be following a doctor's instructions. So yeah. Whatever it says on the pack, whatever the doctor said, you've got to be following that. You can't be impaired. It's not a magic golden pass to be impaired. No one's arguing that. This is for when you're innocently accused. You've got these residues. You've got a prescription. You're following it. You're not actually impaired. In that case, the court, you know, it should be as straightforward as just showing you've got it.
The prescription. Someone else has said, do I need to carry my script for medical cannabis when I'm driving?
I would, or a picture of it. Make sure it's current and valid. Those are the words they put in the Land Transport Act, in that section on the medical defence. And it's a medical defence in court, which technically means you could still get busted and they could say, prove it in court, right? And maybe they want some test cases at the beginning. Who knows? But it should work, you know, it should hold up in court, but it's not a roadside one. Carry it on you. Take a picture. Yeah. Current and valid. Remember those words. It can't be someone else's
current,
one. It's
valid.
Got to be current and valid.
Does riding a horse drunk still mean you can be prosecuted? I don't know.
No. Horses are not included. You can be on your skateboard. You can certainly, I mean, in Australia where we have, you know, a lot of prior experience of what's going on.
Yeah.
If you're wealthy or gainfully employed or whatever, it's Ubering everywhere, and like literally everywhere.
Yeah.
And then if you can't, you get busted, you know. So.
Speaking of Australia, someone has texted in this. A few years back, I worked on a documentary about cannabis and driving. Part of it was using the swab tests that were being used in South Australia. I passed two. One was inconclusive, and the only positive result I basically had was the smoke still in my mouth. I'm not sure what that...
Oh, they held smoke
in their mouth
while
they did the smoke still in my mouth.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess they're just saying it's not accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. From what we know, it can go either way. It can be like that, where you've literally just had a smoke and it's not picking it up, and it can be...
That's
the other way around.
It's just crazy.
It's also, it's based on contact or sort of residues in your mouth. It's not the amount of cannabis that you've consumed that is in your bloodstream right now and you're under the influence and that's somehow in your saliva. It's literally the residue of the smoke passing through your mouth, a bit like a pipe. And so what people eat or drink or do afterwards has this huge effect on the result.
I see.
And like what you're saying, other things like diet or how they're kind of feeling or what they're up to and all that kind of thing. So you get these, that's why you get these wildly...
Inaccurate,
changeable, inaccurate.
Inconclusive.
They also, it's encouraged people to take not only other drugs in Australia, methamphetamine and things like that, different forms of cannabis that don't leave a residue in the mouth. Specifically, encapsulated ground up herb.
Oh, and you take a pill of it?
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Is that a thing here?
Well, it will be.
Well, there you go.
That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Because stupid laws, people always have a way around them.
Mm-hmm.
But And you know, and to be clear, we're not advocating driving impaired. It's that this will catch, this headline in the on the Post: innocent people will be charged.
It's true.
Speaking of people being charged, New York Times. How's this? New York Times went all the way to somewhere up north, and went and talked to Gandalf, the medical marijuana grower. New York Times. Folk hero or criminal is the headline. I gotta say, it's probably the best article I've read about it. They've actually gone there, taken some really good pictures, revealed some information we didn't know, such as that it was an intercepted package that led to the downfall.
Oh dear.
And this is what happened in New Zealand. But you put your stuff on the courier, if things leak or whatever, the package comes open, the protocol is call in the police, and then from there it's escalated.
Yeah, of course. He says they don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they could sort of...
It goes through a lot of hands.
Send it on its way, maybe. That's the other thing. They did note lots of rallies, fundraising, patient-supported as court appearances, I think. It's just next week, in fact, December 15th. He's back in court. Whangarei. People want to...
support.
Give him a bit of support. Yeah. Very good. Any more questions before we go?
No, just comments. Shit makes me so mad. I need to get high to calm down. No
right
questions,
on.
But this is all bullshit. You're awesome. Pigs is fine to call them, FYI. Oink, oink, someone said. Yep, I agree.
I think there was a police intelligence group at one point.
That was the police intelligence group, really. They took the word pig and thought, let's
claim
it.
There was also the Drug Advisory Council, DAC. I mean, they love the acronyms. If they could make a joke, they love a joke too.
Oh, yeah.
Pigs doing DAC.
All right. Oh, right.
So, hey, if you want your prescription, come on into the hemp store or see our website. And J-Day, of course, want to make your support known at these ridiculous, stupid laws that we just keep on getting.
Ugh.
Come along to J-Day. You can find out more about things as well.
J-Day's the 6th of December.
6th of December.
Wow, look at that.
Look at that, Albert Park.
Woo. I can retain information and smoke marijuana.
And I did actually get my month wrong. It's 15th of December, Gandolfson Court.
You did say
not
that.
Next week. I thought I said next week.
You said next week, but then you did say 15th of December. Oh, okay, clarified. Good. All good. No worries.
Don't
thanks for all your
people.
Texts, everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone's
right
quite concerned, as they should be.
You should be. Let your feelings known. Bishop, Chris Bishop, minister in charge of these things now, he's in this Radio New Zealand article saying, on a don't be concerned, it's all set to just measure recent use. But, you know, as I've just said, it's not. It's
yeah.
actually not.
And, like, why it's is it your business? Not. Anyway.
Well, yes, it should be about impairment. Yes, exactly.
All good. Thanks, Chris. Right that was on. Marijuana Media. Keep it locked. This is at 95BFM.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with marijuana.